I'm delighted now to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Ulla Peterson. She's founder and director of Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much, Mary Charlotte.
And this Thursday, the day after tomorrow, there's a special thing going on. Whole Foods, both stores of Whole Foods, are giving 5% of their proceeds to your organization.
Yes.
Which is a wonderful thing.
It is a totally wonderful thing. And we feel so fortunate because it is the total sales at both the Santa Fe stores of Whole Foods. We get 5% of that for Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary, for the care of our old folks, as I say.
That's a wonderful thing. So, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to do your shopping, do it this Thursday. I always go there for cheese.
Definitely. And it is sales from the whole day. Now, we will be there with tables from 11 o'clock on through the afternoon, and it is a real chance to meet some of our senior ambassadors from Kindred Spirits. We'll have some of the dogs there, big ones, little ones, but all smiley and happy, and would love to meet you.
Well, the dogs that you have at Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary, it's such an interesting place. You call it Elder Care and Hospice for Dogs, Horses, and Poultry. And these dogs are not, in general, up for adoption. They're really dogs that, for whatever reason, need a home. And the kind of care that you give, it's not only for the dogs, it's also really an example to the community mm-hmm. of how to do a truly compassionate wellness care that makes everybody happy.
Right, right. And also stewards the grounds and our environment and do so in a sustainable fashion. Yes, we operate what we have developed over the years as a wellness care program that takes all components as best we can into consideration. And so basically all our animals arrive traumatized to various degrees, both physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually too. And so we think about all of those things as we go about their daily care. And safety is the most important thing, that they begin to feel safe, just like in any other recovery program for wellness, that safety that I say a person and one of the animals, you know, feels safe little by little. So everything we do is infused by that mindfulness and informs how we go about our day. So in that wellness care program, we look at nutrition. We do most our own cooking with organically grown ingredients. And we establish also mobility. Many of our big dogs cannot get up by themselves, so they're so fearful. We focus our veterinary care, our health care, on wellness and do very little in terms of vaccinations and that kind of thing. And we see that after, 4-6 weeks or so, many of the dogs begin to detoxify and you begin to get like skin issues, you get maybe runny eyes, you might get vomit, diarrhea, something like that. But we, of course, evaluate with our veterinarian that it's not something infectious going on, but it is usually detoxifying.
That's very interesting. When you talk about detoxifying from trauma, it's as if there are actual poisons lodged in the body that once they feel safe actually come out in the form of blisters and
exactly yes. And we see that just over and over again. And it's also emotional trauma of living in fear and chaos and not knowing what is going on also is very toxic to the system, and that will also come to the surface. So basically the energetics of it is that these energies, these toxins, begin to, say, stir and work loose in the system once they are supported to do so with good nutrition and good care and feeling safe, and comes to the surface. And then we work with it at the surface.
Now, you have been taking care of animals for a long time, and I think that having done so, you have become, or maybe you always were, you were also a nurse, the kind of person that an animal already naturally feels safe around. What about the other animals? I mean, these animals are coming into a situation, a house, grounds, that are already full of either traumatized or formerly traumatized, now safe animals.
Right, Right.
I imagine they act as sort of nurses or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. And for the new ones coming in, that can certainly be an additional trauma because they don't know what to expect here. They're coming into a group of already established. Now we're talking about the dogs specifically. Of the current group of dogs that we have at any given time, there's usually one or two that act as mentors. They're very secure. They have been there when others left through dying or new ones came in. They feel very secure, and they kind of show the new ones around. It is really wonderful. They will sit down with them. They will lie down with them. They will take them literally on walks and, like, show them, you know, okay, so this is the horses. You don't have to worry here. They do have a fence. So you can look at them. You can smell them and so forth. And we have several that are blind, and they also, one of them is a great mentor, actually, in spite of being blind, with some of the new dogs, too.
Amazing.
Yeah, so we see that, too. And, of course, this is the last home, the end of life home with us. They're all old. Some come in very traumatized and have very little time left, and it is their time to go. So, of course, our mission is to give them a sense of being loved and cared for and a sense of really belonging, that this is a home, even if it is for 3-4 days, and be held and cared for and know that people were okay.
And sometimes it's for years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Then we've had some that came in actually in quite frail shape that somehow got the second wind. Like our Iskaya, who was with us for 6.5 years, and we were able to trace her years for sure. And she lived to be 21 and a half, and
oh,
still in very good health, still jumping on the couch. And then all of a sudden her energy was used up, and she just kind of faded one day and left us, and that was it.
Amazing. And it's also a model of a good and compassionate death, whether it be for animals or for each other.
It is.
As humans.
And they're great teachers for people, too, whether our staff or volunteers, to kind of experience how this happens for the animals. And because many of our staff and volunteers really have never experienced anybody dying in their people world or even with their animals, or it has been extremely traumatic somehow. And, of course, nobody sits and suffers at Kindred Spirits. We have very good veterinary support. And if there's pain or discomfort that we cannot manage, certainly we go to euthanasia. And it's done by our veterinarian on the premises and in a very loving and peaceful way.
Is there sometimes a moment where you look at a dog or another animal, horse, and somehow you can tell that this animal feels safe, like it knows that it's...
Yes.
It's really...
Yes. And this is a wonderful question because every so often, and I walk out to the barn, or one of the dogs come towards me, or they walk by me, and they just walk with this sense of, this is my home.
Yeah.
And I know that I'm the steward and I'm the manager and I do that the best I can. But that is a tremendous shift in somebody's presence, in their energy. They walk with great confidence and a sense of purpose of where they're going. They feel totally in the present, and you can just tell it. The way they walk, the way they carry themselves, is a sense of independence too, that they don't cling to me or they're not necessarily looking for me. They know they are cared for. They know what to expect, and they feel very safe with that. And it's a wonderful change from when they came in and they were so nervous and clinging and worried.
Ulla Peterson is founder and director of Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary. And once again, 5% of all proceeds at Whole Foods this coming Thursday, the 26th of June, will be donated to Kindred Spirits. And if you go to either Whole Foods, the one on the corner of St. Francis and Cordova, or the one up on Cerrillos Road, you will have a chance to meet some of the animals.
Yes, and thank you so much, Mary Charlotte. And everybody, please shop, shop, shop. Thank you.
Thanks for being with us on the Radio Cafe.